Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, who's the executive director of CARE, the Corporate America Recovery Effort. Bob, how you doing?
Hi, Kemp. I'm doing well, and it's good to be with you here.
It's good to be here. We are at the tail end of the StarNet meeting in Palm Desert, California. I want to interview you, though, because you just ended your annual CARE meeting, which was in the Saddlebrook Resort in Tampa, Florida. So you're like a rolling stone. You gather no moss, right?
That's right. And it was an interesting transition to come from Tampa, Florida, but darn it, always puts on a great event.
Well, let's talk about your CARE meeting. First, let's just start with a couple of statistics. Give us an update on the attendance and maybe a little bit of the highlights of the meeting.
Well, we had about 130 people at the meeting, which was quite a nice event. It was a good dynamic exchange. There wasn't a lot of sessions where people just sent back and then we asked for questions and nobody raises their hand. This is a very dynamic group that's willing to get engaged and, you know what, ask tough questions. So we addressed some challenging issues, but at the same time, we did it with respect and with the positive attitude that we're looking for solutions to some challenging problems.
Now, normally at this meeting, you have mostly carpet manufacturers and people that work within those organizations, but also you have the entrepreneurs that are helping to figure out ways of diverting carpet from the landfill, and you also have these reclamation people. Is that generally who you had?
Yeah, that's it. You've pretty much hit the nail on the head. I guess one disappointing aspect for me this year was we really only had one state representative there, and that was Kathy Frevert from the state of California representing CalRecycle. Of course, we have a strong relationship with CalRecycle because we run the stewardship program for California, but unfortunately, we didn't have anybody from the EPA or from any of the other states there, and I've always considered those folks partners in what we're trying to do here.
And those are the people that signed the memorandum of understanding that created CARE, right?
Right. And I think if you ask them, which I've spoken to a lot of them since I've been back, budgetary issues are the single biggest issue they're dealing with. They don't have the money for travel, and they can't get permission to travel out of their state.
Okay. Well, I know part of this meeting every year is when you roll out your annual report where you give some statistics around exactly what's happened with CARE in the last year. Talk a little bit about some of the highlights of that.
Yeah, we released our 2012 annual report, which is based on the survey that we conduct every year. The survey went out to all the members of CARE, which right now numbers over 450, and we're up over 10% for the year 2012, so I'm excited about that. Of course, there's a lot of folks in there that aren't primarily involved in collection or recycle. There's a lot of dealers as part of our network. So there's probably about four dozen or so, which are the core group of carpet collectors and recyclers. And from that core group, we got excellent response to the survey. So I feel like our data is pretty strong. The big news is that for 2012, the total amount of carpet diverted from landfills was 351 million pounds, which is a 5% increase over the year 2011. So we continue to grow in the right direction. And given the climate that we're in, a 5% increase is not bad. We added a few new collectors to our survey this year, and that helps as well get the numbers from everybody that's involved. Of that 351 million pounds, 294 million pounds were recycled. And that's up 17% versus 2011. So again, a big step in the right direction. When we started the CARE initiative back in 2002, there really was no carpet going back into carpet. In 2012, I think we should all be proud of the fact that almost 30% of the carpet that gets recycled actually goes back into carpet, either into the face fiber or into the backing. And that says a lot about the commitment and the technology development by the folks in the industry, because getting post-consumer carpet back into fiber is no small feat. Cumulatively, if you look at since the inception of CARE through the end of 2012, we conservatively estimate that we've kept 2.7 billion pounds of old carpet out of U.S. landfills. So we're making progress. We still have a long way to go, but we're making good progress.
I know another part of what you do at this CARE meeting is you give awards to some of the key people that have made a difference. Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Yeah, very exciting, because the two people that got awards this year were really deserving. The CARE Recycler of the Year went to Columbia Recycling in Dalton, Georgia. You know, this is a company that's actually in its fourth generation. It was started in 1924, I believe it was, in Philadelphia by Rob Goldberg's grandfather. And now Rob's son is actually part of the business. And so he and Rocky Ponders have been running that business and growing it quite nicely over the last decade or more. So Rocky Ponders was there with his wife to accept that award. And, of course, many people know Rocky and know that he had a pretty tough battle recently with some health issues. So it was very nice to see him there and able to receive that award. And then our Care Person of the Year was given to Sean Regal, who's the president and founder of Carpet Cycle. He's been in business since 1999, and Sean's been a member of our board for a long time. And Sean's a tough Northeastern businessman that brings a lot of passion and energy and a real commitment to care and carries a lot of weight when it comes to supporting his role on the CARE board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now most people know, remember that CARE also is the facilitator of the funds that are gathered as part of the AB 2398 California law, which collects 5 cents per yard as a fund to pay for the reclamation of carpet in California. Give us an update on what's going on there.
Yeah, so AB 2398 is an exciting program. We just completed 6 full quarters. Over the last 6 quarters, there have been 145 million square yards of carpet sold in the state of California. We get very accurate data from the mills on this. We use that to calculate the denominator for the discards in the state. So over that time period, we estimate that 343 million pounds of carpet was actually going to the landfill. We recovered 112 million of those pounds, and the recycled output from that 112 million pounds was 60 million pounds. We've also paid out over the 6 quarters $3.3 million to the recyclers, both in and outside the state of California, because anybody's eligible for a subsidy provided they're processing carpet derived from the state of California.
Okay, well, those are impressive numbers. So were the people in California pleased with these numbers?
Well, I think generally the answer is yes. If you look at the data and you were to put a plot up in front of you, how many pounds have we recovered from the landfill? How many pounds are going to high-value recycled output? The numbers continue to grow, so the slope is in the right direction. And it's been increasing pretty much on average quarter over quarter. We do see seasonal variability, which you'd expect tied to the selling season. But generally, California is running somewhere in the 35% to 40% recovery range of material that was going to the landfill. And that's quite a bit higher than it is on a national level in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So, Kemp, let me just add another piece of information here. Based on the survey, we track the various types of face fiber coming back on carpet. And we know that about 58 to 60% of that material is nylon, both nylon 6 and nylon 6/6. But we've seen a real jump in recent years on PET. In fact, in 2012, conservatively, 25% of what came back was PET. The reason I want to emphasize this is that we don't have outlets for PET. The only real viable outlet today is it can go into fiber pad, but that represents such a small part of the market that we got a big challenge with PET. It's growing and no outlets. The high-value nylon is actually shrinking, so we got to figure out how to get this thing back in balance.
So polyester continues to be an issue. That's interesting, especially since, you know, this ramp-up of the use of polyester has just taken off in the last 3 or 4 years, so it's interesting that you're already starting to see it on the reclamation side.
Oh, yeah, and people are well aware of it, the collectors and the recyclers in particular, because they've got no outlets. It basically either goes to a cement kiln or a waste-energy facility, or it's got to go to the landfill. And when they bring it in to get the nylon, they got to bring in the polyester, and they wind up having to pay to dispose of the polyester. Mm-hmm. Margins are already slim. They don't need to see a rising stream of material that they got to pay to dispose of at this point in time.
All right, great. Bob, it's good to talk to you. Again, we're talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, who is the executive director of CARE, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.